You might recall the news from earlier this week. The Prime Minister announced a new industry policy and said he was keen to explore a trial of an industry-linked Pathways in Technology Early College High School. We'll be joined by Nicholas Wyman, the expert who joined the Prime Minister on his tour of the P-Tech school in Brooklyn in June this year. Do we want schools sponsored by companies here? Are there some companies where it wouldn't be appropriate? Nicholas Wyman is a workforce development and apprenticeship expert and an author who works on the challenges that companies face in finding skilled employees. He also accompanied Prime Minister Tony Abbott on his tour to the P-Tech school in Brooklyn in June this year, and he's playing a key role in the P-Tech setup in Australia. He joins us on the program. Welcome, Nicholas.
Good afternoon, Patricia.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
The federal government announced earlier this week that it wants to trial companies having a greater role in the school system, which could lead to technology and mining companies and even perhaps, you know, McDonald's being drafted in to bolster science and technology. Is this something that you think needs restrictions? I mean, how does it work in Brooklyn and what are the parameters?
Well, a particular school in Brooklyn that the Prime Minister visited has one main industry partner, which is IBM.
Mm-hmm.
But I visited other P-Tech model schools. One was in Queens, and that's actually called Energy Tech, and that happens to be two companies who've got together into a group. Some of the P-Tech schools have actually got up to 12 consortium partners. So there's all sorts of opportunities for industry groups to get together.
How do we control for companies? And I'm putting this to you because I have been inundated with text messages complaining about that corporate creep in independence and school education. How do we control for companies using it to hijack an area and only explore education that suits them?
Right. Well, look, I think that the first thing to be very, very clear here is that it really is working in with the existing curriculum that's in our education system. So what the companies are going to bring to the table is they're going to help craft the curriculum, but they're certainly not going to be running schools. And I think that's certainly not the case at all.
And so in your view, the model operates overseas in a way where there's no risks and people are being alarmist.
Well, it's a true partnership model. So it really is, the employers definitely have a role to play, but as does the government and as does the school and, of course, as does the community. So it's a really partnership model, which we're seeing more around the world in vocational training. And these are the models which are succeeding. And one of the reasons that we've really had to look, and particularly the Geelong region has come up, is that we have stubbornly high youth unemployment that's three times the national average, hovering around 16.5%. So there's, you know, we have to do things differently. We have to take a fresh approach and we have to start looking at some different innovations in this school to work transition.
I wonder if you can reflect on this. Why has Australia been so slow to take these kind of initiatives up? I mean, they obviously happen at the tertiary level or at the TAFE level, but why have we been so far reluctant to bring in this kind of model at a school level?
Well, I think that it's not just something unique to Australia. I've just been at a international skills standards roundtable in the UK, and the same issues are coming up around the table about the school to work transition, about high youth unemployment and disengagement. So I think that I don't think that Australia is necessarily, you know, different to a lot of other countries in this regard. But there's a real opportunity because the shape and nature of our workforce is changing. And for us to remain competitive, we need to ensure that there is a really strong connectivity between people who are leaving our education systems and the jobs that are available.
So it's about that job compact almost, isn't it? That there's a pathway to a job from high school that is an obvious job you can see that you're training for, that you're participating strongly, that the relationship, the nexus is strong.
Well, it really has to be about connectivity. So what the model really is where students are staying an additional 2 years. This is the model in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, employers are helping craft the curriculum and aspects of the curriculum. And the students are graduating in the US with a year 12, the equivalent of a year 12, and a college degree. And they're first in line for jobs within the sponsoring companies. But, you know, the companies are also bringing a lot of things to the table which people aren't talking about, which is they're bringing time, expertise, mentors. And there's been a really large public awareness campaign by the British government. And it's very interesting. I was talking to the British Skills Minister, and he was saying that this campaign to connect with young people is very much focused around the types of companies and the types of opportunities that are available. And there seems to be this missing link wherever we go around the world. So I think this is not only talking about Australia catching up, this is talking about Australia putting itself into a position where we can really get ahead of the game.
On 774 Drive, we're talking to Nicholas Wyman, who is a workforce development and apprenticeship expert. You've got an interesting story yourself. You actually started as an apprentice chef.
I did indeed, actually. Being here in London, I completed my apprenticeship, and as many young Australians
You actually
do
completed
came
it.
To...
A lot of people don't. So you actually finished...
Well, absolutely. I think that it's something that we really need to look at in apprenticeships, but that's another discussion. So I completed my apprenticeship in Melbourne and then travelled and worked at Claridge's and at the Ritz in London. But what that enabled me to do, and I think that this is very important when it comes back to PTEC, is that this is not the beginning, middle and end. This is just a beginning for young people. So in my own story, I ended up undertaking an MBA and ended up then going to Harvard and studying in the business school there. So I think it's really about lifelong learning and the opportunities, and there are possibilities and very good pathways for people looking towards vocational careers.
Would you like to see these PTEC schools rolled out in all the sort of high youth unemployment areas? Because we're obviously facing what I think is, you know, nothing short of a crisis at the moment when it comes to youth unemployment. We've got a whole lot of policies as well that we are looking at, which include depriving people of the dole for 6 months, all sorts of strategies. Do you think they're the right strategies, or do you think we should be putting more attention on this skills and training element?
Well, what the Prime Minister saw in Brooklyn is he saw young people who were engaged. And I think that's really important. And if we look around the country, there's no question that... So we've got Geelong youth unemployment sitting around, hovering around 16%, and things aren't much different in Western Sydney. So there really is an opportunity to duplicate and replicate this model, and it's been designed to scale up, and it's been designed to scale up across a broad range of industries. So in the US, there are most definitely technology companies interested, but so far in the PTEC schools, there's about 65 different employers, and they come from telco, health, finance, advanced manufacturing. So there is a huge opportunity to roll it out. And the other thing about the PTEC model is that we're seeing it very successfully in regional and rural areas, and I think that's really important for regional Victoria as well as metropolitan.
Thank you so much for joining us, Nicholas. That's Nicholas Wyman. He's a workforce development and apprenticeship expert, but he's also accompanied our Prime Minister on his tour to a PTEC school in Brooklyn in June this year, and he's also going to be instrumental in rolling these trials out in Australia. Time now for a bit of a news update.